Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The federal grand jury investigating January 6th and Donald Trump's handling of classified documents will hear from former Vice President Mike Pence, now that Pence says he won't challenge a ruling that he has to testify. More from CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In initially fighting the special counsel's subpoena, Mike Pence cited the Constitution's speech or debate clause, which limits the questions members of Congress can face in court. He said as president of the Senate, he was entitled to that protection. Last week, the chief judge of the D.C. District Court agreed, ruling that questions to Pence touching on his ceremonial role should be off limits. But Pence would have to offer other testimony related to Trump. A spokesman says because his initial position was vindicated, Pence won't appeal.
A tornado that roared through rural Missouri early Wednesday morning killed at least five people, says CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Keith and Shannon Lincoln rode out the storm in their bathroom.
I was just praying to God.
Yes.
Please, God, don't get the house because we were in the house.
Powerful EF2 tornado, packing winds up to 130 miles per hour, tore through this rural community overnight when most people were asleep. Governor Mike Parson saw the destruction firsthand.
It's going to be weeks upon months to be able to recover.
As crews clear roads blocked by broken tree limbs and debris, search and rescue teams are going door to door looking for survivors.
What do we want? Gun control! When do we want it? Now!
Students across the country put down their books and walked out of class Wednesday to demand action against gun violence, including in Reno, Nevada. Federal authorities have opened a civil rights investigation into the death of a 17-year-old shot and killed last month by U.S. Park Police in the nation's capital. More from CBS's Jeff Pegues.
The driver, 17-year-old Delano Martin, drove off. One officer falling to the ground, the other still in the back seat.
Stop!
Martin's family says that he was shot in the back five times. He slumped over the wheel, the car crashing into a house.
International law enforcement organizations have seized a major dark web marketplace, says CBS's Rob Legere.
The FBI announced Genesis Market, a darknet site that sold data containing personal login credentials for bank accounts, social media passwords, and IP addresses from identity theft victims was taken down as part of Operation Cookie Monster.
The popular video app TikTok has now been banned for students and staff by all Florida public universities. CBS News Miami says the decision was made by the Board of Governors for the state university system. Some schools have already blocked it from their Wi-Fi systems. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The devil's advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the post-election edition, Dom, the glorious victory edition. You know, if we were at the ballpark, I'd hang a W on the flagpole. We won last night, baby. I would brand myself
with a hanger in the shape of a V for victory.
Thank you to Sage Weil, Civic Media CEO, my partner. Appreciate Sage coming in, and we look forward to that warm, fuzzy blanket of truth, getting all the parts assembled, you know, like a John Denver song. Do you remember that back in the 80s?
Anyways. You know, John Denver, really not my style, bro.
A patchwork quilt of truth.
Okay. A lot of work to do, and we got there's time to do it, right? The next election, what, next spring election?
Next spring, we will have a primary, but the next chance to win back a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court for the conservatives, 2 years, couple of years. 2024, of course, will lead us to the presidential year.
Well, that's, of course, if they don't try to impeach soon-to-be Justice Janet Protasiewicz.
Buddy, we're going to see all kinds of crazy stuff. Here's the craziest part. We'll get to the crazy former president. Let's call him Defend on Trump. We know that was the other big news of the evening last night. We watched a little of the speech.
Is that what it was?
What the airing of the grievances? I mean, that was.
You guys just... you know, relaying and reiterating the litany of cases against him. I mean, what all these things, I mean, you are either the most persecuted and unlucky fellow in the world, or you're probably the crookedest bastard that people think you are. I'm just saying, they can't be both.
Dominic, in history, when we look at April 4th of 2023, it could be an inflection point of sorts. I would certainly say in our backyard, here in the state of Wisconsin, the nation was watching us. And also, for accountability of the former president, let's call him Defend on Trump, it was the beginning. And during his speech, he like laid out his legal defenses in like four different cases. You know, even if I were his supporter and I'm sitting there and he's like, and these guys, they screwed me this way and that way, and they think I'm a criminal. And this guy screwed me this way and that way, and they think I'm a criminal. And then he goes through like four different prosecutors that are on his heels. At some point, logic, common sense says, man, there's a lot of smoke over there. You sure You're not on fire, sir?
Right. Is there something that you did didn't cause this? I mean, let's think about that for a minute. I mean, you know, you go out and you meet people at the bars. You get some, you know, braggadocious dudes. You get people that talk a lot. And you meet some people. And like, guy like this, you met Donald Trump at a bar. He was just telling you about, how the man's coming after him all the time.
I can't believe you got three ex-wives.
You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, dude, I mean, maybe you are the source of all these problems. I mean, maybe. But of course, guys like that, narcissists, they can't possibly think it's something to do with themselves or their own behavior.
Well, Dominic, love to hear the reaction of the audience this hour, 844-967-2789. If you were looking at Wisconsin, it was an early evening last night, and we had great coverage right here on Civic Media. We were playing out the elective results as they came in, and one race was all the marbles. It was for the soul of Wisconsin Supreme Court. It was for the right to perhaps restore some semblance of Roe v. Wade, the right to maybe get to legalize marijuana someday, expand Medicaid, ungerrymander the maps, roll back all the attacks on collective bargaining and labor unions under Scott Walker. All of these things at least are possible. Maybe not probable, but at least they're possible.
Yeah, they would not have been possible at all if Dan Kelly would have won.
So at least democracy, it's like a glimmering light in the distance here in the state of Wisconsin. But yesterday,
I just hope that light at the end of the tunnel isn't a train, Crudy.
It might be. You never can tell. But I have some faith restored. And I was feeling quite confident after the early primary, the narrowing of the Supreme Court field. When Dan Kelly, and I know that Dan Kelly is a god-awful candidate, and Republicans also sense that. So they ran another conservative, this celebrity judge from Waukesha, Jennifer Doro, sort of Foxy News pretty, you know, had a few things going for her, and a couple of bad stories about her family and trying to open up a shooting gallery slash bar, kind of a strange, you know, entrepreneurial desire in her resume, Dom. But I think had she won the primary, it would have been a lot tougher battle for Janet Protasiewicz. Dan Kelly, it's easy to hate Dan Kelly. Everyone in that room last night was groaning because they hated Dan Kelly.
Kelly literally gave the worst speech, a losing speech. It wasn't a concession speech. It was a sore loser speech.
And it was like the kid on the playground that's like, you suck. I'm taking my ball and going home because he got beat by 10 runs.
Just an embarrassment of a human being. I mean, and literally, like, this is the guy, Republicans, that you voted for. This is the guy that would have been on the court again after an appointment by Scott Walker. And that's a great idea to you Republicans? Like, literally, I question your judgment in these cases.
Jennifer Rubin over at the Washington Post. Here's her take, Dom. And again, we'd love to hear your take, 844-967-2789. The headline: after a huge progressive win in Wisconsin, the right wing is whining. What else is new? They are literally the snowflake white party. They are the party of ivory soap. Anyways, in a state so evenly divided that a 1 or 2 point margin is a resounding victory, Wisconsin voters turned out in droves on Tuesday to deliver an unmistakable blow to right-wing judges and politicians pushing forced birth laws, hyper-gerrymandering, voter suppression, and union busting. Progressive Judge Janet Protasiewicz clobbered former right-wing state Supreme Court, I hate when they call him that, former state appointee to the Supreme Court by Scotty Wanker, Dan Kelly. She beat him by 11 points when she wrote this. About 95% of the vote was in. The Associated Press called the race less than an hour after the polls closed. Dom, you and I were in Waukesha. We went to the People's Park. We like to, you know, support local businesses on Main Street, if you will, you know, by eating and drinking.
Yes,
of course. Watching the Brewers game, a glorious 9-0 victory. They won again today. They're in first place, 5.
Hey, man, the Brewers, the cheesehead. The cheesehead, that helps. That's the trick. But yes, it was. I don't think we even got through a first drink, and they had already called it for Protasiewicz. There you go, Crudy. The cheese block. That's what I'm talking about. The Brewers, man. Every time they hit a home run, like back to back to back and back to back. I mean, it was just an amazing game. And when they got done, they put the cheese head, the cheese block on the player's head. It was fantastic.
Before the Brewers could score 9 runs against the Mets, the hapless Mets, Janet Protasiewicz had already been declared the winner in the great state of Wisconsin against Dan Kelly, who came out, and if you missed hour one, it was the worst concession speech. No concession. I hate my opponent. I hate my life. And screw you guys.
I'm going
this
home.
Way.
It's like Cartman.
Anyways, a little bit more here from the writings of Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. I am sporting my cheesehead, you know, because I hit it out of the park with my prognostications yesterday, Dom.
Yeah.
I called this glorious victory. I've been calling this under my breath quietly because I didn't want to discourage any of the voters. But, Dom, you know that I've been overly confident that if Dan Kelly was the opponent, Protasiewicz was going to whoop his ass.
And she did.
Big time. The race primarily turned on two issues, an 1849 abortion ban triggered by the U.S. Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade and a radical gerrymander plan, the latter possibly the most extreme gerrymander in the country. It is turned a 50-50 state into a 6-2 Republican advantage in congressional seats. Catch that? It's a coin flip state, and we've got a 6-2 Republican congressional advantage. We got a 2/3 majority in the state Senate. They can start impeaching congressional officers. And despite the outcomes, they probably will. Because if they've got the power, they're going to exercise it, won't you, Robin Voss?
Power is no good unless you use it. And if the trend continues and the Republicans show no sign of abating or changing their mannerisms or their policies, their MAGA, they're going to get worse and worse and worse. Because as you get put into a corner, they're going to fight harder and harder.
Dominic, let's not forget, Wisconsin Supreme Court, the only state Supreme Court that had a rule on the efforts of the Trump team to try and throw out about 200,000 absentee ballots from the two bluest counties in the state, Milwaukee and Dane, where I live and where you live. And effectively, that would have overturned the election. That only held up by a 4-3 vote at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While 2024, we could have a close race like that too. This will be an additional firewall. We won't have to count on a singular, supposedly judicial independent Brian Hagedorn to be the stopgap if Republicans want to steal the next election.
And just one sentence from his ruling, quote, "The relief being sought by the petitioners is the most dramatic invocation of judicial power I have ever seen," unquote. And you think the Republicans are going to back off at all? I don't think so.
Pundits who thought defeated former President Donald Trump's indictment would set off some sort of backlash to Kelly's benefit were engaged in wishful thinking. I want what you're smoking. Wisconsin voters are savvy enough to understand the former president's legal debacles have nothing whatsoever to do with their state courts. Democratic State Party Chairman Ben Wickler, our guest just yesterday, right, Dom? I guess it was Monday, who mounted a mammoth turnout the vote operation, told me, Jennifer Rubin, Tuesday, the GOP machine thought they had broken Wisconsin's democracy enough that they could rip away fundamental rights from half the population and never suffer any consequences. Tonight, an enraged electorate proved them wrong. In a state that tips the country, Dobbs, the crowning achievement of the far right, became its undoing. That and civic media and Crudy's bold predictions and this cheesehead, man. It's going to be a glorious summer in the great state of Wisconsin. The Brewers are going to win the World Series. Janet Protasiewicz is on the Supreme Court, and the Devil's Advocates will continue to be the greatest and most humble radio show ever. And we'll continue to take your calls in the next segment. Join us, please. Humble us out a little. 844-96-PARTY. It's a party up in here.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street. Saturday, April 15th, Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion.
It all began with an intro song. Rolling in and ready for Rome.
with special guest Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 28 overnight under clear skies. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Highs around 49 tomorrow. Sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 28. Partly cloudy skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 48. 55 Saturday.